بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: هلك المتنطعون. قالها ثلاثا، رواه مسلم: المتنطعون، المتعمقون، المتشددون، في غير موضع التشديد. Continuing with the hadith, we began the discussion of yesterday. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those people who will make things difficult where Shariat has not made, where Shariat has not advocated difficulty, in other words, they will dig too deep into things, such people will bring halakat and destruction upon themselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reiterated this by mentioning this three times. The first example of this type of behavior, as we mentioned yesterday, was what is famously referred to as the cow of the Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them just to slaughter a cow, and the identity of who had murdered that person would be revealed. But they started asking questions upon questions: what color is the cow, how old is the cow, describe further features of the cow. And each time they asked a question, it became more and more and more difficult for them. As is mentioned in hadith, لا تشددوا فيشدد الله عليكم. Don't look for difficulty. Where Shariat has not advocated difficulty, don't look for difficulty. Another department which we see very, very common nowadays, unfortunately, is this issue of halal and haram. Whilst it is important for us to ensure that what we consume is halal, Shariat does not advocate unnecessarily digging into things. We find that, for example, with modern science being the way it is, if you have a glass of juice also and leave the juice inside the glass for a few hours and then empty the glass and use the chemicals that they use nowadays, you'll find traces of alcohol even inside that glass. So are you thereafter now going to make juice, orange juice or mango juice, make that haram also? What the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there, but Allah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah is not created difficulty beyond our ability. So it is not where Shariat wants you to dig, there we will dig. Where Shariat does not want you to dig and delve too deep, we should try and abstain from that. Because for us to sustain and for us to practice will become very, very difficult. And what is the unfortunate thing is, one is you want to create difficulty for yourself, that's in its place. But we don't leave it at that, we start creating difficulty for others also. An important aspect concerning this is, which ulama ikram explained, is with regards to aqaid, with regards to Islamic beliefs also, the issue of taqdeer, predestination. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam severely warned us from trying to delve too deep into these things. The example of sahaba ikram, the salaf as-salihin, our pious predecessors, is there in front of us. They had the firm belief, absolute, total conviction on what is in Quran, what is in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they did not engage in unnecessary questions. For example, it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Inna quluba bani Adam bayna usbu'ayn min asabi ar-Rahman yuqallibuhuma kayfa yasha. That the hearts of Ibn Adam, the hearts of insan, are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. Now if somebody comes along and says, you know what, in this hadith it is mentioned, Allah ta'ala's, the hearts of insan are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. So how many fingers does Rahman have, does Allah have, na'uzu billah? And do the fingers have joints, how long are the fingers, etc. Now once we start going in this direction, we find there will be total and complete confusion, and a person will harm his aqaid, harm his belief. Another example ulama ikram give to illustrate this comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that yanzilu rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala hina yabqa thuluthul layl al-akhir, that in the last third of the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, hal min sa'ilin fa'utiya su'ala, hal min ta'ibin fa'tuba ilay, hal min mustaghfirin fa'ughfir lahu. Is there anyone that has some need that I may grant? Is there anyone that wants forgiveness that I may forgive him? So this hadith is what? To encourage us to wake up in the last third of the night to perform tahajjud salah. Now, if you get somebody coming along and saying, you know what, in Durban, the last third of the night is a certain time, in Joburg it's a certain time, and then if you move upwards in Africa, in Senegal, North Africa, and then move further into Europe, so the last third of the night is moving throughout the entire world, so at some point in some country of the world, it is the last third of the night. So does this mean that Allah Ta'ala descends full time 24 hours, or what is the meaning of this? We are not required to go and delve like this. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah descends. Whatever it means, what is behind it, encourage us in the last third of the night to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rationalize it, to look at it from a logical aspect, to create unnecessary questions, to create unnecessary confusion. This is what is meant by this hadith of Rasulullah, halakal mutanatti'un. He said, people that will do this, once you go in this direction, you are bringing halakat and destruction upon yourself. Another aspect with regards to this, ulama ikram mentioned, is to create unnecessary difficulty. For example, a person is diabetic, or someone is pregnant and is going through a difficult pregnancy. Ramadan comes. Now, a muttaqi physician advises that, listen, to fast for you in this condition is going to be create adverse effects with your health. Now to insist and thereafter to fast, where Shariat has given you the allowance, and thereafter sometimes Allah protect, unnecessary negative consequences occur, and then we get upset and we feel sad, etc. Shariat has given you the allowance. If you require, then utilize the allowance. This is what is meant by Islam advocating moderation, not creating unnecessary difficulty for ourselves. Another common example, my respected brothers, is this issue of wudu. Sometimes you observe, one hand you'll have those people who don't make wudu properly. Then you'll have those that are washing their hands 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times. Then they are rubbing their hands. If you look, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire wudu was one lota, that's less than half a liter of water was his entire wudu. Our wudu is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 liters. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala numai, it is mentioned about him, great eminent sahabi, he was known as Bahrul Ulum, as an ocean of knowledge. Kana yatawadda wal ardu allati tahtahu laysa fiha illa nuqatan min al-ma. He used to make wudu with a lota, with a container of water, yet it was observed that he would utilize that quantity of water that if you looked at the ground where the water was dropping, you'd just see a few droplets. Not an ocean or a river, just a few droplets. That is, he would make his entire wuzu using so little water. Shariat says, one time to wash is compulsory. 3 times is masnoon. To go beyond that is to create unnecessary difficulty. And we find once you open that door, for example, you use a toilet, then you're worrying about whether the urine has splashed onto the can. Then you're worried about whether the previous person, maybe it splashed onto the can and then went onto his hands and then he touched the tap. So now when you enter the toilet, you're going to wash the can, then you're going to wash the tap, then you're going to worry about washing the steps. When are you going to finish? Islam is a practical, easy, moderate way of life. Do not create unnecessary difficulty. Allah's Rasul ﷺ 3 times he reiterated this. Ulama explained that this is applicable to our qaid, to our beliefs, to our conduct, to the manner in which we approach deen and shariat. The manner in which we approach deen and shariat should be moderate. Do not create unnecessary difficulty. Allah give us tawfiq.